Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa coming up end of next week. And, of course, New Year. 2 weeks away. Yay. 2014. But welcome, welcome. Who that? I know. Saint Claus. Still, you know. We're still, what, Seattle's number one. We're number two. I knew that game was going to be a hard game. Coach Jeff Fisher, he's amazing. We know how he coaches, and I was concerned. I was definitely concerned, wondering. I felt that the Saints could win, but they had to not underestimate the St. Louis Rams. And St. Louis Rams, I guess they felt like they won a Super Bowl by beating the Saints. But thank God we're still on the road to the Super Bowl. Cowboys lost also. But tomorrow night will be the Detroit Lions, huh? And Rich, number 21, was talking about tomorrow night's game and thanking everybody for their support on Facebook. But let's get ahead and talk about this. I'm checking out FBSchedules.com, college and pro football schedules. And courtesy of NFL.com, they share the 2013-14 NFL playoff schedule. The 2013-14 NFL playoffs begin on Saturday, January 4th, of course, in 2014, the new year, and end with the Super Bowl on February 2nd at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Okay, this is the projected playoff picture, courtesy of NFL.com. As of today, on December the 15th, AFC Divisional Round. 1, Denver versus the lowest win in wild card seed. And congrats to the Miami Dolphins for defeating the Patriots. Whoa, that is amazing. 2, New England versus the highest win in wild card seed. On the NFC divisional round, a projected playoff picture is number 1, Seattle versus the lowest win in wild card seed. And number 2, Who that? Versus the highest winning wild card seed. Then there's the AFC wild card round. At number 6, Miami. At number 3, Cincinnati. Number 5, Kansas City. At Indianapolis. Number 4. Then there's the NFC wild card round. Number 6, San Francisco. At number 3, Philadelphia. Then there's 5, Carolina at Chicago, number 4, whom we've got the who that have to face again, Carolina. AFC in the hunt, and I've been checking that out like many of you, my fellow sports fans, you know, as we've been keeping up with it on different networks and media outlets. And at the game, those of you that attend the games and work in media, AFC in the hunt, number 7, Baltimore. 8, San Diego. 9, New York Jets. 10, Pittsburgh. NFC in the hunt. And you guys know, and I'm still sticking to my prediction. Oh, we're in the same category. Because I was thinking that the Saints could play Detroit, but Detroit are NFC also. But, you know, hey, the Saints got to win at NFC. We got to, you know, last time we won the championship was in 2011, NFC Championship. That was 2011, so, you know, it's time for us to only win NFC, but also go to that Super Bowl and bring it on home. But back to in the hunt. NFC, number 7, Arizona, 8, Detroit, 9, Green Bay, 10, Dallas. And you know, my mom and I was talking about 30 minutes ago. We had been talking with my sister also regarding Cowboys loss also. And, you know, I'm a diehard Dallas and New Orleans Saints fan. Yes, how is that possible? But I am. And I was telling my mom, you know, and I told other sports fans. And Jones has said before that Garrett would remain the coach next season. And Tony Romo, I'm not saying get rid of Tony because he just signed a good contract and he's definitely a good leader on the team, but they need to add somebody to the team. To me, like Michael Vick, this is my opinion. I mean, what's happening with him with Philadelphia? And years ago, his brother said he should go to another team. My mother even has expressed that, I know. But I know many of you also say he probably should go to another team. I think Michael Vick would be a perfect fit he and Tony Romo and other quarterbacks would be perfect fits working together. I mean, really. I mean that would be a no lose situation. If somehow the Cowboys could get Michael Vick on their team, and he and Tony Romo and what third and fourth quarterbacks could, you know, do what they do, I think that would be good. I'm just saying, what am I? I only coached Little League football back in the 90s, huh? But still, I mean, some of you probably agree with me, some of you probably don't. AFC wild card round, January 4th, 2014. AFC game will be, sites will be announced, tickets on sale. And again, on January 4th, 2014. I'm just announcing the schedule, and you can follow them also at FB Schedules and on Twitter, FB Schedules. AFC Divisional Round, AFC Wildcard Round, of course, AFC Divisional Round, January 11th, 12th. That's going to be announced, the location. AFC Championship Game would be on January 19th, site to be announced. Then NFC Wildcard Round, same schedule, January 4th and 5th, site to be announced. Of course, NFC versus NFC. January 4th and 5th, NFC versus NFC, site to be announced. Then there's NFC Divisional Round. And the site will be announced, tickets on sale, of course. January 11, 12, NFC versus NFC. Of course, on the same day, NFC Championship game. January 19th, both dates, for the AFC Championship game and NFC Championship game. And so we would know on both dates who will be crowned the champions of their division. And, of course, on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, February the 2nd, 2014, on Fox, there we will see the AFC champion versus the NFC champion battling out at the MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Yay! And also, I must plug this for my guy, Prince. Prince, well, some of you probably have already heard this and excited, as I am, that Prince is a big fan of the show New Girl. And Prince will be making an appearance on New Girl on Super Bowl Sunday, doing after the Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be fun and awesome. You know, Prince is an actor also, writer, filmmaker, and all that good stuff. So this will be his television debut in appearing in a TV show, in a comedy. You know, he's been on shows like The Puppets and, of course, Saturday Night Live. I think Prince was on Saturday Night Live back in the day, but he's never acted on a sitcom. And he's a big fan of New Girl. And so he contacted the network and the show and told them that he had an idea for an episode. And they said, of course. They said, of course, Prince. Why not? And so Prince will be appearing in this episode. Also, it's about his awesome party that he holds at Paisley Park Studios. And so looking forward to that. That should be his awesome party, period, because he has awesome parties in L.A. and all around the world, right? Can't wait, because he will also be partying at Essence Festival. He's the headlining act of 2014, 4th of July weekend in New Orleans, celebrating Essence Festival 20th anniversary. He's the headliner. So you guys, you know, this will be my first time ever attending the Essence Festival, if God willing, and seeing Prince live in action. I've seen many people that he worked with, met many people that he worked with, proteges and friends from Minneapolis, but I've never met Prince and never attended one of his shows. So I am super excited. You guys know, a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how he could come to some of the casino cities here in Mississippi and do like a residency performances, like at Harold's, for example, in Tunica, or do Biloxi, even Vicksburg or Philadelphia, Mississippi. A lot of big ads come to those cities also. You know, we're popular for casinos, and I know Prince likes casinos and all that. But he will be headlining the Essence Festival. So I guess hopefully that'll be kicking off his his Deep South Southern tour also. So that's really cool. So big shout out Prince, New Girl, and Prince be headlining the Essence Festival. That's going to be so cool, 4th of July weekend. But again, let's get back to talking about football and all of that. But that's what's important, because some of us probably didn't realize and know the schedule. So I said, well, let me go ahead. So just doing a rundown of the scores today. Let's just go ahead and run through the divisions, the wild cards. And since my shows are abbreviated this month, 30, 45 to an hour and so on, I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and cut to the chase and do this right now. And again, my source is from FBschedules.com, courtesy of NFL.com, also checking out all of that. So again, the 13-14 NFL playoff schedule, and this is the projected playoff picture, NFL.com, as of December 15, 2013, AFC divisional round, Denver versus lowest winning wild card seed, 2, New England versus highest winning wild card seed. Then it's the NFC divisional round, 1, Seattle versus lowest winning wild card seed, 2, New Orleans versus high winning wild card seed. Then there's the AFC wild card. 6, Miami at 3, Cincinnati. 5, Kansas City at 4, Indianapolis. Then there's the NFC wild card round. 6, San Francisco at 3, Philadelphia. 5, Carolina at 4, Chicago. Then there's AFC in the hunt. 7, Baltimore. 8, San Diego. 9, New York Jets. 10, Pittsburgh. Those are our teams that are in the hunt. Then there's, and congratulations to Pittsburgh. Win just tonight, a couple hours ago. NFC in the hunt. Number 7, Arizona. 8, Detroit. What's up, Rich and Johnson and Detroit? 9, Green Bay. 10, Dallas. Then there's the AFC wild card round. Games will be played on January 4th and 5th. Then the divisional round game will be on January 11th and 12th. With the AFC Championship game scheduled for Sunday, January the 19th, then the champion will be crowned, just like the NFC Wild Card round is also scheduled for dates 4th and 5th of January, and the divisional NFC game scheduled for January 11th and 12th, and the NFC Championship game also on January 19th. And so on January 19th, we're going to know who's going to the Super Bowl. Yay! So those of you that really don't get into it until Super Bowl time, January 19th is when we'll know if our favorite teams are going to the Super Bowl, or just know who's going to the Super Bowl. January 19th is that date. And then, of course, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, is February 2nd at the MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. So big shout-out to those of you attending the Super Bowl, and big shout-out to those of you planning awesome Super Bowl parties and just looking forward to enjoying a good show and a good game and a good halftime show also. So that's the run-through right there. So the live streaming has stopped, and that's one reason why I wanted to get that in right quick to update many of you nationally and internationally what's going on with who's in and who's out. You know, that's the name of the show, you know, spotlighting the NFL playoffs and who's in. So I hope that helped you realize who's in. You know, the only reason why I postponed the show till late tonight is so we could really get, like, a grasp of who's in and who's not in and who might be in. One thing about this time of the football season, and this is like a soap opera or watching a thriller, is when we don't know who's in. We don't know who's out. And then it's a big surprise when teams are out, like today with St. Louis, up and beating a, you know, a team that obviously is planning on being in the Super Bowl. You know, so it is wild. You know, and oh, congrats to Seattle, too, for beating the Giants. I watched that game also. But, you know, I didn't know. I thought Eli and his team, they're full of surprises. So I really didn't know how that game was going to go when it first came on. Because I'm like, Eli and his team, they know to win unexpectedly. They pull wins out of their hats like Chris Angel, baby. I mean, they are no joke. That's one thing about Eli and his team. You never know. But the Dolphins in St. Louis, they pulled the tricks out their head today. But these are good teams, so that's one thing about this time of football season. The cream of the crop. The cream of the crop sure enough appear. No holds barred. But this is just amazing. Most definitely. Happy birthday to those of you celebrating birthdays. Today is Matthew Holmes' birthday, the co-chair of CARA, No Kill Animal Shelter. Visit the website, CARA, CARAMS.com also, and like the Facebook page and follow CARA on Twitter at CARASHELTER. So happy, happy birthday and happy birthday week to Matthew Holmes. Thank you for being so awesome. So I'm a volunteer for CARA, and Matthew assigns me my assignments for where to volunteer and all that. But CARA is amazing. Since I've been sick the past month, I have been able to get out in the elements and volunteer. And definitely don't want any of the pets or co-volunteers catching what I have. But thankfully, that cough is almost gone, so I'm almost back out there. Big shout out to the Avon and Mark community also, those of you that love Avon, and big happy holidays and New Year to everyone. Thank you all for supporting the show, too. Got a lot of plans, working on awesome topics and interviews with some surprising guests also. So really, really thank you and appreciate you. No joke, honestly. So, as I mentioned, France, here's a little France has stolen demo. Lyrics kind of taking you back to like his Bambi days, Bearded Lady.
Seriously. I saw you kicking it with another girl. You was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said you left the dirty world. Well, it appears that wasn't the case. Hey, I see you're undercover like the CIA. Snatching little wigs from another cat. That's French. I guess a man's only good for a rainy day. Maybe you're just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Ray, child, who even saw you in the past before we saw me? Nothing like you ever lasts for eternity. I got the receipt, babe, but where's the guarantee? Forgot, fake as a Christmas tree. I never cursed your lips, bearded lady. Help me, baby. Break it down. I wish I never kissed you. Doesn't raise a blaze, the memory. Lips of the bourgeois. Everybody step right up, come and see the bearded lady. Take me up to G. Girl, you was all wrapped up around her waist. disappear. It wasn't the case. Hey, I see you undercover like the CIA.
Song must be out.
No more rainy days. Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Child. Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Child.
Another bearded lady, baby.
You're glowing like these Christmas lights. You're the belle of the ball tonight. Our friends stopped in and we'll only leave when we tell them that they all have to. You wave from way across the room. I send a smile right back to you. Nothing is wrong, but conversations go long. I only want a minute with you. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and seek a kiss if time is right. No one will know. Meet me at the mistletoe. Party in. Another couple just walked in. The night's been great, but I can hardly wait until it's only us again. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and seek a kiss. The time is right. No one will know. Meet me at the mistletoe.
Talk about the new shoppers' rights law on Tuesday. that retailers, major retailers, have created in the midst of the two situations that occurred at Barney's and a few other retailers. So we'll be talking about that on Tuesday, and also shopping, holiday shopping, bargain shopping, and all that good stuff like we always, because you never can learn too much about discount shopping and bargain shopping, right? Right. But again, thank you. You're definitely appreciated. On the profile, you can link up with me on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitter. And, you know, I'm all over the place. I do need to get more consistent on Instagram. Probably when I get an upgrade phone, I'll be more consistent on Instagram. But my Pinterest is pinterest.com/cultureshock, KULTURESHOKBTH. And also, I have a Twitter. You can holler at me at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKNT. And also I have a new handle, Culture Shock Talk, where listeners and supporters and readers of my blogs, like at Tumblr and others, can network with me directly. And also you can always email me. Send me awesome music. It's not too late to send me some awesome holiday music also at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT @yahoo.com. Again, I really appreciate you, and I thank you so much for your love and for your support and, you know, your tough love, your constructive criticism, and all that good stuff. It's really awesome. I have some amazing, like, private discussions also with my real life, you know, in-person friends and my online friends, and it's just amazing. And I love it when I do meet my online friends in person. Also, a big, you guys remember, too, that after the Super Bowl, we have the All-Star, the NBA All-Star weekend happening in New Orleans, also from the 13th through the 17th. So that should be fun. So I plan to attend that, and I'm looking forward. I'll be broadcasting the show like I did when I was in Dallas. I'll be broadcasting the show, too, while in New Orleans. And so I'm just looking forward to having a fun time and also networking. I'm considering it's a business trip for me because this is real. This is serious, but also a fun business trip. So thank you again. Happy holidays. And those that can join me live at 5:30 a.m., I look forward to it, okay? And thank you for praying for me to get better.